Welcome to the Brother from Another Father series, where I, your host, Father Isaac Fernandes, will be taking you through reflections initially on the Sunday readings, and then let's see where it goes from there. This Sunday is the 18th Sunday in ordinary time, and we see in our first reading, the Israelites are in the desert. They've been rescued by God from the slavery of Egypt, but they're beginning to moan and mutter, and they come and complain to Moses. They're unhappy with their existence in the desert. It's a hard one. And they're actually longing to go back to slavery. They're saying, well, if we were back in Egypt, we'd be eating meat and bread to our heart's content. Now, this is strange. Why would people, the Israelites, want to go back to slavery while they should be enjoying their freedom? But this is a curious human trait that we must recognize that is not only true of the Israelites, but true of ourselves even today, that we're often reluctant to let go of the pleasures of our addictions, of our enslavement to sin. Whether we're addicted to social media, TV, pornography, Netflix, alcohol, whatever, you name it, we each have our own addictions. We are very reluctant to let go of those pleasures, even though we know that ultimately all these things poison our lives. Even though we know that what God is inviting us to is the freedom of the children of God. But freedom and working for that freedom is hard work. And the Israelites wandering in the desert is a great metaphor for the hardships that come with acquiring this freedom. During their wanderings in the desert, Israel did not know where the promised land lay. God had given them the promise that God would lead them to a land flowing with milk and honey. But they didn't know where that land was. All they had to do was trust that the cloud and the fire, the pillar of fire that was leading them, that was guiding them every day, would guide them to this land of promise. And in the meantime, as they sojourned through the desert, they had to learn how to trust in God day by day. They had to learn that, you know, when you first get your freedom, as they probably did when they initially left Egypt, they must have been over the moon. So great to be rid of their Egyptian taskmasters. And that's similar to us when we first encounter God, when we first try to develop a spiritual relationship with God, we're filled with consolation. And God is very close to us and ministers to us very intimately. But often what can happen is that the joy of that first spiritual conversion, the consolation, quickly evaporates and leaves us feeling rather desolate, impatient with ourselves, eager to get to our final goal, but not prepared to suffer the hardship that comes in the middle of the journey. And it's rather like climbing a very high mountain, where as we go along, we're huffing and puffing and wishing that, you know, this steep incline will come to an end, that we'll finally be able to reach the summit. And as we look up, we see, you know, the top seems tantalizingly within our grasp. And we're tempted to spend the last reserves of our energy and race up and run up to what we think is the top. But if we do that, we actually find that what we thought was the top was not actually the summit. And that the summit is still a way ahead. And often as we're climbing a mountain, for those who enjoy climbing mountains, you will know that they're often what we call false summits, things that look like the top, but which actually aren't. And what we're called to do then is to realize that, you know, it's not a good idea to just, you know, sprint up to what you think is the top, to what you think is your goal, but rather you should pace yourself and just take a solid but committed pace. And that steady pace is what will finally get you to the top. And I think that, you know, as we're in the middle of hardships, as we're in the middle of fighting our own inner demons, fighting our addictions, and trying to hold desperately onto the freedom that God has granted us, the grace that God has granted us, we must remember that even if we can't see the top, even if we can't see our goal, God can see the top. God can see the summit. And so what we're called to do is not trust in our own power, not look at the top or look at how distant our goal is and then say, okay, do I have enough energy to make it? But rather say, okay, Lord, I might not be able to see the goal. I might not be able to see light at the end of the tunnel. But I know that you see the light. You see the summit. You see the goal where I'm going. And so I'm going to trust in you that you will give me daily the strength that I need to get there. And this was the sense of God's provision for the Israelites of the manna in the desert. We see in today's reading that as the Israelites come to complain to Moses about starving and having no food, Moses then goes to the Lord and the Lord says, I will provide for them bread, the manna that was found on the ground each morning. And God gave them very strict instructions not to collect more manna than they could consume in a day. And I think that the sense behind this is that they were supposed to trust that every day God would give them this manna. God would give them sustenance and fulfill them and give them the energy that they needed to carry on with their journey. If they were to collect more manna than they actually needed for a day, that would be a sign that they were not prepared to trust in God. And we must admit it, we're often like this with God. When God gives us a lifeline, when God gives us some grace, we want to say, okay, great, I've got this grace. Now, how far can I go with this? And we want to kind of hoard the blessings of God that God gives us, unwilling to let go of them because we're scared that the source of God's grace will dry up. We're scared that maybe we'll fall back into becoming inveterate sinners and God won't gift us with God's grace anymore. And that's a very short-sighted approach to the spiritual life. The spiritual life demands that we have a bit of backbone. Not that we're, you know, super trained monks who can be excellent in self-denial and self-mortification and penance. No, that's a very twisted view of the spiritual life. I think the hardest thing of the spiritual life is to surrender my everyday into the Lord's hands and to trust that the Lord every day will give me the energy and grace I need to get through the challenges that this day comes with. And I think that this is the heart of the meaning of the verse that we pray in the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. Talking about bread, we see in our gospel the people coming back to Jesus, having been fed at the large feast of the 5,000, the gospel that we heard in last week's gospel. We see them coming back to Jesus in today's gospel, eager for this daily bread. And clearly they've missed the point. And Jesus wants to underline this to them and says, you've missed the point. You're working for food that perishes. The feeding of the 5,000 was not Jesus saying to the people, come to me and you'll get a free lunch every day. God, nowhere in the gospel or in any of the scriptures does God say to us, come to me, trust in me, and you will get a free lunch every day. That's like thinking that God says to us, trust in me, and I'll make sure that you summit today. This is very short-term theology, unfortunate theology that's often churned out by some televangelists, thinking that, you know, our goal is just within our reach and that God is there to give us the blessings that we most long for. Often we do not know what blessings are best for us, and we must leave in God's hands the way that God wishes to bless us, and not dictate to God what blessings we need to get. And so this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 was Jesus basically giving a sign to people. In John's gospel, John never talks of miracles. He only talks of signs. And that's very important because he doesn't want people to concentrate on the miracle and then lose the message or lose what the miracle is pointing to. And that's why he talks about signs. And so in this sign, what Jesus is trying to tell people is, if you come to me, if you trust in the Son of Man will give you the bread of life. And the bread of life, the bread of eternal life, the bread that does not perish, is not the bread that you ate yesterday. It really isn't. It's not about a free lunch. That's just the sign to show that God can provide for us, that God is our provider, and that God knows what's best for us. And if we put our trust in God, God will lead us along a road that will lead to prosperity, that will lead to our greatest joy. But just like the Israelites, we cannot know what that is. We must be prepared to journey in trust through the desert and know that God is leading us into the promised land, even if we cannot see it. And so let's pray for this grace of trust. God bless and have a good Sunday.